This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Paul Watson is about to take over. We got a bunch of calls here, Jeremy and Candy and others. I'm not sure we have time to take those. But Craig Sawyer's here. He's going to be in studio with us tomorrow and talking about the military veterans standing up and speaking out for Trump. Because under Obama, you know, active duty can't say, hey, stop doing what you're doing. But a lot did when they tried to back Al-Qaeda and ISIS in the last 5 years in Syria. But now the media is trying to act like, oh, active duty shouldn't support the president and veterans shouldn't either. So there's Mr. Sawyer's me in studio with us. Tomorrow we can punch him up for TV viewers here at InfoWars. And then again, Paul Joseph Watson is coming up in a minute. So we're excited to have him here with us. He's also one of the top advisors to Hollywood and all the stunts and you know, reality-based stuff. So I'm looking forward to him because I talked to Q and I talked to Tim and others. I said, go get the military, you know, to start speaking out and talking about what's happening because the fight has just intensified to restore the republic. So is he coming in here? Or are they coming in here? Going to come get me. He's going to SWAT team me. Hey, but Paul Watson says that's exciting tomorrow. Paul, tell us what you got coming up, my friend.
We've got Tim Pool fresh back from Sweden. Obviously, he went there to investigate the link between mass immigration and crime. Very interesting how he was treated by the media, so we're going to get to that in the second half of the hour. But I was just thinking about the censorship issue, Alex. You know, with this Facebook thing where they're basically banning every second InfoWars post that I make by declaring it spam, I thought it could have been because I was posting it on both my Facebook accounts at the same time because I've got two separate accounts. But then yesterday, Adorn wrote the article about the Homeland episode, the season with you in it, with them smearing you as this fake news character. I posted that on my Facebook page once. Within an hour, it was banned as spam, disappeared from Facebook altogether. So this censorship is really coming down hard.
So they create a fake character where we set up veterans and lie about people and support terrorists. They admit the character is supposed to be me, and we can't respond to it on Facebook. I mean, this is an unprecedented info war.
Totally. Oh, and by the way, that show is a total failure. It used to be good. Now it's, you know, social justice 101. Their ratings are completely collapsing. They falsely predicted that there would be a female president. That never happened. So they're a total joke. They're losing their audience. The other thing I've noticed, Alex, is on YouTube. You know, with social media, you've got Facebook and Twitter. Twitter is kind of a tiny echo chamber of leftists. But what I've noticed on YouTube is that all these major SJW channels, these leftist channels like MTV News, Lacey Green, all these feminists, they're all giving up. They're all just quitting their YouTube channels because we're completely whooping their ass on
YouTube.
That's
right. And meanwhile, the MTV, Viacom, Sumner Redstone also produces Homeland Against Us, has Snoop Dogg saying kill the president, which is totally illegal. I mean, look, I'm all for free speech. And I should add Craig Sawyer, formerly SEAL Team 6, a lot of other great stuff, great patriot, and a fellow Texan. He's going to be on tomorrow. That's going to be exciting, Paul. But I'm telling you, we're on the march. Well, folks like Drudge have said, why don't we build our own platforms? We've done it. We know we would get kicked off Facebook and Twitter at a certain point. They're doing it because they're panicking, Paul.
No, precisely. And I mean, I've seen comments from people, you know, leftist SJWs who admit they've taken over YouTube. The far right has taken over YouTube. And it's not the far right. It's just anyone with a shred of common sense. But it's true. All the top YouTubers, down to people like JonTron and PewDiePie, and people like Philly D, Philip DeFranco, they've got millions and millions of subscribers. They've been red-pilled. They're gradually coming out with a similar message to us. And now the establishment is in a blind panic. That's why they went after PewDiePie with these smears.
That's right. They're totally panicking. You're taking over right after the break. Thank you, Paul Joseph Watson. We still have our own platform, our affiliates across the country. We're kicking their ass, so they want to just kick us off the playing field. Totally un-American. And their whole little Islamic worship fest that's happening in Europe, they want $53 million fines. For anybody that basically posts news against the globalists, in Germany. It's not going to work. That's in the Associated Press, folks. So they now admit the censorship. They admit the communist Chinese are advising on it. Good luck selling that, because you plan to do all this with Hillary in, but you didn't get the witch in. Paul Watson's coming up.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-319-4062. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-319-4062. That's 1-800-319-4062. 1-800-319-4062.
Attention homeowners, if you're buying a new home or refinancing your present one and you haven't locked in a low, low rate from Guaranteed Rate, don't miss out. Visit rate.com today. While the Fed recently decided not to increase interest rates, that isn't likely to last. They have 3 interest rate increases penciled in for 2017. So if you want to potentially save thousands of dollars, visit rate.com and lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate today. Type RATE.com directly into your address bar to find and lock in a perfect loan for you at a low, low rate. You may be surprised by just how much money you could save. Don't wait for the Fed to raise rates. Go to rate.com now to lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate. Don't wait. Go to rate.com today. Terms and conditions apply. Not all applicants will be approved for financing. Call 1-888-672-1234 for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. NMLS ID 2611.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday edition. Breaking news out of France. Bomb threat at central Montpellier Square. Huge police presence. This is the new normal in Europe thanks to the religion of peace. And what about Sweden? What happened last night in Sweden? What happens every night in Sweden? What happens every day in Sweden? Possible explosives in 4 different locations in Sweden. 1 in Tarnas, 3 in Norrbotten. That's out of Expressen, a Swedish newspaper. So this is basically a daily basis now. Grenade attacks, stabbings, shootings, you name it. It's happening in Sweden because the cultural enrichment is intensifying. And we have an award-winning journalist coming on at the bottom of the hour to talk about his experiences in Sweden in some of these migrant suburbs. His reaction, or the Swedish media's reaction to him, for simply daring to investigate the issue. They weren't happy about it, and they let him know. There's a top story up on Infowars.com right now. Iraqi soldier, ISIS would conquer Sweden
in a few hours. According to an Iraqi soldier fighting against the Islamic State in Mosul, ISIS would be able to conquer Sweden in a few hours. Now, this account was told to a war correspondent working for Expressen, the Swedish newspaper. She's been there for basically weeks or months covering this bombardment against ISIS in Mosul. She had a conversation with an Iraqi soldier who is also fighting against ISIS, trying to reclaim his own country. She told him basically that now Sweden, some areas of Sweden, some cities in Sweden, are offering returning ISIS jihadists employment, housing, education, and financial welfare in an effort to reintegrate them into society. That's right. There's no discussion of the absolute lunacy of allowing ISIS terrorists back into your country in the first place. No, we don't talk about that because we're progressive, we're liberal. They're actually giving them welfare and benefits when they come back into the country, with them having, you know, beheaded God knows how many people over in Syria and Iraq. So basically, this war correspondent working for this newspaper told an Iraqi soldier who was completely unaware of this, he's actually fighting against ISIS, that this was taking place. He risked his life to fight ISIS, as she said. And basically, he had tears in his eyes, according to this journalist, and went on to say when she asked him how long it would take ISIS to conquer Sweden, he said, quote, not days, hours, in a few hours. And that's probably true because they'd be welcomed with open arms by most of the leftists in Sweden. You know, Stockholm Syndrome, it's called that for a reason now. But what's interesting about this article is in the same report from this war correspondent, she goes through some of the examples of how jihadists from Sweden went over to fight for ISIS and how they were involved in terrorist attacks. Now, we know that Sweden is a hotbed for ISIS, for Islamist jihadists. It's routinely in the top three European countries in terms of the ones who export the most fighters over to Syria. And she talks about a few individuals that came from Syria. For example, Osama Krayan. This is an individual born in Malmo, Sweden in 1992. Again, Malmo's completely safe, according to the left. It's a liberal, multicultural utopia. Born in Sweden in 1992, he went to Syria to fight for ISIS in 2014, returned to Europe posing as a refugee on a false passport. He then went on to meet with Salah Abdeslam. You might have heard of that name before. He was one of the Paris massacre culprits mowing down people in the street. That's the guy who this Swede, native Swede, met with, obviously from Syrian descent. So he helped coordinate the Paris massacre. He was also involved in planning the Brussels bombing, which happened just 4 months later. In fact, he was intended to be the second metro bomber, but backed out at the last minute. This is who Sweden is producing in their liberal, multicultural Islamic ghettos. That's just one of them. Ironically, this same individual, Osama Krayan, participated in a documentary years before called Without Borders, which was about how to succeed with integration of migrants into Swedish society. He goes on to become a member of ISIS and helps coordinate the Paris massacre and the Brussels airport and metro bombing. That's how good multiculturalism is working in Sweden. But wait, there's more. The war correspondent also talks about an individual called Mohamed Belkade, a 35-year-old Algerian who emigrated to and lived for several years in Sweden. Belkade was killed by Belgian police during the raid that led to the capture of Salah Abdeslam, whom he was associated with. Two other suspects who escaped the raid, Ibrahim and Khalid al-Bakrui, went on to carry out the Brussels bombing a week later. So just two individuals there. She goes on to name more. Again, out of the radicalized jihadist ghettos in Sweden, posing as refugees, slipping in and out of all these different countries, going on to coordinate the Paris massacre and the Brussels bombing. That's what we're talking about when we're talking about these massive problems being created by just letting in hundreds of thousands of people. Of course, it only takes 1% for there to be massive issues with that. And the polls show that 21% of Syrians support ISIS to begin with. So it's an absolute horror show what's taking place, the risk that we're putting ourselves under in all these different European countries. But Sweden has now moved to muzzle its cops to uphold political correctness. This is out of Sputnik. Now, of course, Peter Springer, the veteran Swedish policeman, went public with his concerns probably about 6 weeks ago now. You remember the Facebook post in which he listed the names of the people committing serious violent crimes in Sweden. Mohammed. Almost everyone was called Mohammed. Some were spelled differently. He went public. Massive support from the Swedish people. Again, he's got 250,000 likes on his Facebook page in just that 6 weeks alone from a country with a basically a tiny population. How did the Swedish authorities respond to this? Did they acknowledge, given the fact that 250,000 people have liked his Facebook page, that this is an issue that Swedes are seriously concerned about and there needs to be a national conversation about it? No. They basically said he was a racist, put him under investigation. Now they're telling other police officers, don't you dare release any information in a similar manner to how he did, otherwise you will be vehemently punished. So again, it's all about the cover-up. It's about upholding political correctness while their society is torn apart. Every single day, and you can see it on my Twitter account, it's grenade attacks, bombings, stabbings, people being gunned down. That's not normal for a country like Sweden. That may be normal for Chicago. That has never been normal for a country like Sweden up until the past 5, 6, 7 years, especially since 2014. So we're going to get into that with Tim Pool later on in the show. Of course, when he went to Malmo, he didn't really see much action. Nothing was going on. The Swedish media loved him. Then he actually went to a no-go area, was basically told to leave by the police, otherwise there'd be a riot. Then their attitude kind of turned against him, didn't it? To the point where a report that came out a few days ago in Swedish mainstream media called him a threat to democracy or a danger to democracy. So an independent, impartial journalist traveling to a Western, supposedly free, liberalized country to report impartially on the facts, to talk to public officials, to talk to residents, he's labeled a danger to democracy simply for doing journalism. What does that say about the attitude in Sweden? Absolutely insane. So we're going to get to that at the bottom of the hour. Talked about the censorship that was going on earlier. That happened again today on Facebook. We had the article up on Drudge Report, Infowars.com article, Marine Le Pen smacks down reporter, no one trusts the media. It's an interview of the leading French presidential candidate, Marine Le Pen, with a reporter. That's not spam. That's not fake news. What did Facebook classify it as? Spam. Once again, spam. It's completely invisible when I post it on my Facebook page. Now, again, I was wondering what was the cause. Was it something I was doing wrong to violate their terms of agreement? Well, no, because, again, I posted a Don Salazar's article yesterday about the Homeland episode, which smears Alex Jones. That was labeled spam. That was censored. That was memory hold. So this is only going to intensify, given that Facebook is now being threatened directly by German government officials that they're going to be fined $53 million if they fail to remove illegal content such as hate speech or defamatory fake news within 7 days. And you know what that is, don't you? Because we've had stories of people getting home visits from the German police if they criticize their own government's migrant policy. These things are always expanded out. Look at the fake news lists that Harvard University came out with a few days ago. The fake news list, the misleading websites. Every single major conservative website was on this list. It's blatantly a ploy to take the problem of fake news, which is a tiny problem. Stanford University study found fake news had no impact on the outcome of the US presidential election. So it's a tiny problem. Yes, some people are making ill-gotten advertising gains off fake news, deliberately put out fake. They know it's deceptive. So they took that problem, which wasn't a massive problem, then just transposed it onto conservative media and basically said, anyone who disagrees with our leftist narrative, that's fake news. Ban it, censor it, get it off the internet, because they can't compete with us on a level playing field, so they have to cheat. They have to resort to dirty tricks. But we will not be silenced. We'll be back in the next segment of The Alex Jones Show. Breaking news at Infowars.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H, Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you, with code 1165 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 1165 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com, code 1165.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Segment will be our guest, Tim Poole. For the moment, we're going to go to more news. Of course, the Netherlands has a big election tomorrow. This is out of Bloomberg.com. Wilders' party slumps in final Dutch polls on election eve. This is, of course, the populist Geert Wilders. They had this big confrontation with Turkey over the weekend, over the past few days. It looks as if, according to these polls, and we know that polls are always accurate, aren't they? It looks as if that might have benefited the Conservative Party in Holland to the detriment of Geert Wilders, given that they did kind of stand up to Turkey's authoritarian bullying. The prospect of Geert Wilders emerging as the winner of Wednesday's Dutch election was thrown into doubt by two polls on the eve of voting that showed his anti-Islam, anti-European Freedom Party slumping to fifth place in one survey and third in another. The final poll showed Wilders' party on 16 seats in the 150-member lower house of parliament. So it looks like, according to these polls, he's not going to do as well as expected. Of course, we know from previous polls that they normally turn out to be completely wrong. Sometimes you have this phenomenon of people refusing to acknowledge that they're going to vote for, quote, controversial populist parties and actually doing so on the day. That happened with Brexit. So we'll see if that turns out. The election in the Netherlands is tomorrow. On a similar subject, Zero Hedge reports, Turkey says migrant deal has ended, may unleash millions of refugees. Now, isn't it interesting that Turkey and Erdogan is basically using this refugee army as a threat? They see these migrants, these refugees, as a kind of invading army that they can unleash on Europe if they don't get their way, if they don't get their payoff. What does that tell you about the entire refugee migrant issue? It tells you that they know that these people cause massive problems in Western societies. They increase the terror threat. And Zero Hedge reports the most troubling development, and one which has the potential to sway the outcome of the Dutch election, is that in the final power play aimed towards Merkel, Kurt Humlis, who is the Turkish deputy prime minister, exclaimed that since Europe has not kept its promises on the migrant deal, for us that agreement has ended. So, of course, Turkey agreed to hold back the migrant wave because it's so beneficial and culturally enriching that Germany is, and other countries are having to pay Turkey tens of millions of euros simply to stop them from unleashing the wave. Now they're saying that that agreement has ended given what has happened in the Netherlands over the past few days. The article goes on to state, which means that 1 year after it collected $3 billion for the migrant deal, Turkey has just voided the agreement, and the next step would be that Turkey is about to flood Europe with refugees currently held inside Turkish borders. They estimate Turkey currently harbors over 2 million potential migrants. Europe's refugee situation is about to get far worse, and support for anti-immigrant political organizations across the continent is about to take another step higher. So Turkey is basically saying, if you don't agree to these demands that we can basically hold campaign rallies in the Netherlands, in these different European cities, they've got newspapers bragging about how, for example, there are 400,000 Turks living in Holland, and Holland only has a 48,000-man army. What's the implication of that? So again, Erdogan wants to have his rallies in these European cities, even though he doesn't allow political rallies against him in his own country because he's an authoritarian dictator. But the Netherlands stood up to that. They said, we're not going to allow that. They started arresting and basically deporting diplomats and officials from Turkey. Turkey is not happy with that. They've now said the agreement has been voided and are threatening to unleash this migrant wave. This is serious. This is an extremely serious moment that we need to watch, and we'll see how it plays out in the Dutch election tomorrow. Again, it could play into the hands of the Conservative Party and against Geert Wilders, because they did, in a sense, stand up to the Turkish government. Not really on the streets, if you watch the footage, which I posted yesterday, where you have these hundreds of Islamist Turks chanting Allah Akbar, blocking traffic, banging on windows of buses in Amsterdam, and again, the police are nowhere to be seen. So what is going to happen with those 2 million refugees? Will Turkey unleash them if they don't get their own way? Daily Caller is reporting Assange, Hillary intelligence officials are quietly plotting a Pence takeover. We've warned all along that the Trump administration is still riddled with globalists. You look at his foreign advisors, foreign policy advisors, half of them are CFR members, half of them are globalists. Now Julian Assange is warning that Pence maybe he doesn't even know it, but the neocons, the deep state, lining up behind Pence, they're still desperate to sabotage, to unseat Donald Trump. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping me in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andro 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andro 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
We are back on the Alex Jones Show, and we're joined by our guest, award-winning journalist Tim Pool. He is on Twitter at TimCast. The YouTube channel is youtube.com/TimCast. Of course, we had the major controversy a few weeks ago now. Trump coming out and saying, look at what happened last night in Sweden. It caused this big fracas in the media about the link between immigrants, mass immigration, and crime. Tim Pool, as a journalist, was going to visit anyway. I did not send him there, despite the claims of many in the mainstream media. In fact, I only donated about probably less than 10% for the funds that he eventually raised to go there. So I didn't send him there. I didn't tell him what to do. He went there as an impartial journalist to investigate the aspects that Trump raised that caused the controversy in the first place. Now, Tim, I mean, let's get into this. I think the most interesting aspect of your entire trip was probably not even the immigrant or the crime aspect itself, but the attitude of the media and the left in Sweden to simply investigating and discussing this issue. I mean, let's take it chronologically. When you first announced that you were taking this trip on Twitter, what kind of responses did you receive?
Don't go. I actually had journalists sending me messages saying to just donate all of the money. It's a fake news story. Donald Trump made it up. Don't go. And that blew my mind because I was like, well, if Donald Trump made it up where you think he did, shouldn't a journalist fact check that? Like, wouldn't everyone be excited about a journalist going to prove or disprove to do journalism? It was crazy to me that so many people were telling me not to do journalism.
And I mean, were they telling you to do that because they were concerned for your safety or because they seemed like they might be afraid of you discovering the truth?
No, they genuinely believed it was fake. It wasn't true. I mean, more than one journalist messaged me saying to donate the money to a refugee charity because it's fake. It's not a real thing. And that, first of all, that's illegal. You know, that would be felony fraud. And if you're so concerned that Donald Trump is making up fake stories, let a journalist go fact check that. I can't believe people would tell me not to do that.
I mean, it's amazing. But, you know, if they were so confident that mass immigration was working out well in Sweden, that there are zero no-go zones in Sweden, you know, why wouldn't they want you to go there and prove it? I mean, what would they be afraid of? So you go there initially to Malmo. Not much happens in Malmo. You know, the Swedish press, the left-wing press, at least in Sweden, are generally happy with your performance, though still wary of your presence in the country, I would guess. Then you visit Rinkeby in Stockholm the day after they had the riots there. By the way, the contractors in Rinkeby are refusing to build a new police station in Stockholm because they said in Rinkeby in Stockholm because they say it's too dangerous. So tell us what happened in Rinkeby and how the Swedish press responded to it.
Well, let me start with Malmo. We went to these no-go areas. They're officially called problem areas by the police. No-go zone is just kind of a common term that people use. It's not official. Nothing happens. We walk around just fine. But in Stockholm and Rinkeby, people start pulling up masks. They immediately start yelling at us. We had one small camera. It's about this big, if you can compare it to my head, I guess. We were pointing it down. We weren't aiming it at people. And a few police officers started getting agitated. They fanned me over and said, look at what the men around you are doing. You know, hey, if we leave here and you stay, things get really dangerous for you. And I was like, so do you think we should leave? And the cop says, well, you know, look, maybe if we arrest one person, there'll be 50 more people here with stones. It's probably smart if you were to leave now. And so then I said, okay, should you follow us out? And the cop says, I think that would be smart. And I said, okay. I in the video I put out, I reference all of this. You know, here's what I tell people. You know, when you're on a plane, you don't get scared unless the flight attendant gets scared because they're the ones with the experience. If the cops are getting agitated and saying you need to go, it's smart if you were to leave, look, they're telling you to get out of there. They're telling you it's about to get really dangerous. If flat out said it could get really bad for us. The surprising thing to me, or I should say it's not surprising at all, is that the media started towing the line of the government. When the police denied anything happened, they said, oh, he's making that up. We never escorted him. The police issued a statement saying that I pulled out a camera and started filming young people, and then I followed the police out of Rinkeby, when in reality, Emily is the camera person, not me, and the police followed me out of Rinkeby. You can see it on my video. But look, most people in Sweden, not all, but a lot of them, just they believe the mainstream media. They just trust them.
I mean, this footage, which we played it on InfoWars probably a few weeks ago now, you're basically walking in there. You're not directly filming anyone. What was it that triggered this hostile reaction? I mean, was it an immediate reaction or were you there for a period of, you know, 20, 30 minutes? What triggered the hostile reaction from these migrants in this area?
We were there for about 5 minutes. It's, you know, these young guys who were there are in gangs. Well, I'll put it this way. The conservative argument is that a lot of these guys are drug dealers. They are in gangs and they don't want their faces filmed. The liberals in Sweden say it's because the media treats them like animals in a zoo and they don't like being filmed. Whatever the reason, if you go in the camera, you become a target immediately. There was a group of about 10 or 15 young men. They all started pulling up masks and we noticed that, but the police got agitated. I assumed with the police there, nothing would happen. The police advised me otherwise. So when they advised us to leave, we did.
I mean, what's interesting to me, another aspect, is that, you know, what does it say about a location that, from the video, it seems like a communal shopping square, an outdoor shopping square. They have to have an almost permanent police presence there at all times. You know, we don't even have that in London in most places, which is supposedly one of the number one targets of terrorists. Yet in this little shopping area in this suburb of Stockholm, they have to have a police presence almost there, you know, at all times. I mean, is it a no-go zone? Do you think it's a no-go zone?
Well, here's the problem, right? The official term no-go zone is a reference to war, where like a paramilitary group has taken over. So this is where the left in Sweden start arguing the semantics. I would say the police call it a problem area. And look, I've been around the world. I've been to some really crazy places. I was in Egypt when they pulled Morsi out of power. And you can walk around with a camera and nobody really gives you problems. In fact, Emily has done night crawling in Chicago in gang territory. And we were actually talking about how the funny difference in Chicago, in these really dangerous neighborhoods, if you bring out a camera, a lot of these gang members will ask you who you're with, what are you doing, but they're more excited about it. Like, oh, hey, who are you with? Are you with local news? Hey, film me. It's totally different here. These guys are just flat out like, they pull up masks, start yelling at you. And as we saw with the 60 Minutes crew and with Ami Horowitz, you can get attacked.
And of course, there's the terrorist aspect, which is, I talked about it earlier, several individuals which came out of some of these migrant suburbs were directly involved in the Paris massacre and the Brussels bombing, at least in the plotting, the mastermind of that. So they want to hide their faces, as you said, mainly for crime reasons, because a lot of them are gang members, but also because of that. You did a number of interviews while you were out there with Swedish media. Did you notice anything odd about the translations of those interviews when they were published or aired on television?
Oh, yeah, we all know this one. One of the first interviews that I did was with Swedish state television. It's called SVT. They actually showed up at my hotel without telling me. They asked me to do an interview. I said that Paul Joseph Watson is a right-wing Trump supporter, but in the translations, they added the word extremist in the subtitles. And this caused a huge, you know, here's what bothers me. The far-right parties and the actual Nazis in this country started using my face as proof that the mainstream media was lying. And so that makes me angry because I had nothing to do with, you know, I get it. They're not accusing me of doing it, but now I'm like the symbol. And then when I went on the show Opinion Live, which is a really big show, apparently they didn't translate my rebuttal to the police statement. So the police issued a statement that was obviously false. You can just watch my video and know what they said isn't true. And when I explained, you know, the mistakes the spokesperson said, the host didn't translate me. She just said, we're talking about what happened in Rinkeby, and the police say what he's saying didn't happen. They just totally disregarded what I said for the... Well, I will say this, though. The average Swedish person, young person, speaks English, so they tried to pull a fast one, but I don't think it was very well thought out.
So they basically omitted some of your statements on the television broadcast. They put up the word extremist after you described me as right-wing. That was completely fraudulent. So again, let's get into what the people said, because you interviewed a lot of the locals there. You had a psychologist, a clinical professional psychologist, who was talking about some of these issues. How did you approach him? What happened with that?
Well, I'll try not to give away too much because these people really are scared about their identities being revealed. But we were put in touch with a clinical psychologist, very, very smart person. I was really impressed. I mean, the whole interview, it's only a little bit longer, but this person was brilliant. The crazy thing to me is that they can, as an expert in the field of psychology, can tell me how social justice and identity politics can be pushed to the extreme. And then it creates self-censorship. It creates social pressures and censorship and shunning and these horrible problems. But even they want it to be blurred. And if you'll notice in the video, almost the entire screen is blurred. You can't see their face because they're wearing a hood. They asked for all of this. I had some journalists criticize me for hamming it up. Oh, you don't need to blur him that much. And I am telling you right now, this person, as we were leaving, they said to me, please, your life is in my hands. And so we did what they asked and made sure the entire screen was blurred. and we dropped we changed their voice and you couldn't see their face. That's how scared they were of people finding out who they were.
And it's not as if this was some right-wing extremist who was making controversial statements. This was a clinical psychologist simply talking about the issues and the problems that are being caused with mass immigration, and that's it. And yet he was so paranoid about appearing on camera, even with his back to the camera, he still wanted his physical outline blurred. And you know, you announced you were going... Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on. I wouldn't call him paranoid. One of the biggest newspapers in Sweden is called Expressen, and they actually go to the homes of people who have posted comments online and question them about their opinions. So there are people... I'll give you an example. There was an old man just a few days ago who posted on Facebook, I believe. He said, Christians, homosexuals, transsexuals, Jews will not be safe until all Muslims are deported. Now, in my opinion, yeah, that's an extreme opinion. But by all means, say that if that's what you think. That's whatever. He's facing up to 2 years in prison now. They're charging him with hate speech. This newspaper, Expressen, has gone... I guess you could call it a hack. They hacked anonymous accounts to find out where these people lived, and they show up at their houses with a camera to post their faces in the newspaper. And this happened to somebody not too long ago, and they sued, saying you can't go after private individuals like this for their opinions, and the court ruled in favor of the newspaper. So this guy's not paranoid. He knows exactly what they'll do to him if they find out who he is.
No, I mean, it's incredible. You've even had Swedish politicians who talk about crime statistics and their link between, you know, ethnicity of criminals, and they get hit with hate crimes charges. This is the atmosphere in Sweden. I mean, I was bombarded with messages from Swedes telling me things about Sweden. They live in these areas. So I was, well, do you want to talk to Tim Poole? He's there. There was a Lebanese shopkeeper in Malmo who is an immigrant himself, owns a store. He's got his kids in the local school. He wants to move back to Lebanon because he says there are ISIS sympathizers in the school. You received a ton of messages from people, you know, with a myriad of different stories, but hardly any of them were prepared to go on the record, correct?
None of them were. We talked for a week straight to someone. I don't want to give away too much information, but somebody who works in these areas dealing with integration, who told us terrifying things, and they were so terrified, they actually said that my country is full of cowards and I'm one of them. And I just don't even know what to say to that. We got to the point where we convinced someone after 3 days to go on the record, somebody who works in government, and then a day later they just pulled out, dropped, they said, I'm sorry, I can't do this, and just cut off contact. People really are scared to speak up in Sweden. It's strange, I mean, especially for an American.
Absolutely incredible, and it basically ended with at least one Swedish journalist referring to you for simply trying to impartially investigate the issue as a journalist. They referred to you as a threat to democracy. I mean, what does it tell you about Sweden's attitude towards dissent on this issue that they would label you a threat to democracy?
And that was from Swedish radio, so that's kind of like NPR here. I will say someone else wrote an op-ed apologizing. So there's this strange internal debate happening now. I will say this. The facade is collapsing. There, for a long time, Sweden has tried to maintain this image of, utopian society. But when I was there, shortly, maybe a week or so ago, the Uppsala Police Department acknowledged that crime was up 80%, sexual assaults were up 60%, and a local MP came out and said it is a roving gang of unaccompanied minor refugees who are assaulting women and robbing people in broad daylight. So they're starting now to come clean and recognize that they didn't have a plan. They can't deal with this. And, you know, although it is a relatively small amount of the total refugees they brought in, they're seeing I'll say this. Donald Trump was right. He said they would see problems. They're seeing problems they never thought possible. And that's what they're starting to recognize, that when you have 90 unaccompanied minors who are refugees coming in and surrounding women, assaulting people, you know, committing sexual assaults, they didn't think that was possible. And now it's a reality for a lot of people in Sweden.
I mean, it comes down to this. You know, you can get down to the weeds and pass the issue of, is it newly arrived migrants committing most of the crimes? did the rape skyrocket after they redefined rape? The stats show that it actually skyrocketed from 2014 onwards after that whole redefinition, so that doesn't really apply. But, you know, you can argue those 2 points. What you can't argue is the fact that Sweden Democrats, which was a relatively obscure party, is now the second biggest party in Sweden, could become the first. Their main issue, of course, is immigration. You know, the cop who blew the whistle, Peter Springer, on Facebook. His Facebook page got 250,000 likes in a matter of weeks for a small country like Sweden. Those two examples alone show you, Tim, that Swedes must be incredibly concerned about this issue. So how long can they go on burying it?
Well, something funny we encountered when we interviewed the mayor of the city of Södertälje. So this is a small town, or it's a city, south of Stockholm. This mayor has been critical of a law they call the EBO. This law allows any refugee to show up in Sweden, present an address, and they can go stay anywhere in that city. Södertälje has taken in more refugees than any other city up until 2015. So the interesting thing to me is, the mayor there is a social democrat, the leading party. It's very, very left. And she's critical of this law, one of the few politicians who is critical of the law. Södertälje has had gang problems. It has almost 50% migrants. They actually had a situation where gangs pulled up to the police station and fired an AK-47 into the police department.
Simple, hold that thought. We got a break coming up. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We up. We up. North to Alaska. Go north for
Texas on.
You're back on the final segment of the Alex Jones Show. You know, an interesting aspect of the whole Sweden situation, the terror risk, that whole narrative is a relatively small part of this. The main issue is the crime, is the sexual assault, is the intimidation, is the fear that these unassimilated populations bring. And not all migrants get into the life of crime and gangs and all that kind of stuff. But this is a very real problem in these migrant areas of Sweden. Trump was right. They're having big problems. And for the Swedish media to claim that it's completely hunky-dory, cultural enrichment, multiculturalism is working, is a complete lie. But they're so terrified of anyone countering that narrative. And you can see that in the response to Tim Pool. The other aspect to this was, you know, I was called basically a coward for posting an article with migrants in Malmo directing fireworks horizontally at people's faces. And the response to that from some leftists on Twitter was, oh, you're afraid of fireworks. Well, yeah, I would be concerned about people aiming fireworks horizontally at my face. And this is the kind of behavior that we're now seeing in these migrant suburbs. And this is why it's a major problem. Tim, before the break, we've got a couple of minutes left, but just finish up with your comments. You were cut off before the break there.
Basically, there's a mayor of a small town who is critical of the law that allows migrants to live wherever they want. The reason is that they all choose to live in this one town that is called Södertälje. That's where she's the mayor. So she refuses to acknowledge that there's crime or that there are issues coming from refugees and migrants. But publicly, she will criticize the law that allows her town to see more migrants than anywhere else. That says to me she's well aware of the problem, but she can't publicly admit it.
Absolutely amazing. I mean, just to summarize, you went there as an impartial journalist. You went there to tell it like it was. And people were afraid of that even before you arrived. And to me, that said everything. But just rounding up, tell people where they can find your work on Twitter and YouTube.
I'm on Twitter at TimCast, and it's youtube.com/TimCast.
All right, and we'll be sure to include those links in the video description when this goes up on YouTube. Tim Pool, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, there goes Tim Pool again. That interview will be up on my YouTube channel later tonight. Let's round off the show with a couple of news stories here. We talked about it earlier. Julian Assange is saying that intelligence officials are quietly plotting a Pence takeover. He tweeted this morning that both Hillary Clinton and intelligence community officials are secretly plotting a Mike Pence takeover in the Oval Office. Clinton stated privately this month that she's quietly pushing for a Pence takeover. Assange wrote, Pence is predictable, hence defeatable. He added, two intelligence community officials close to Pence stated privately that they are planning on a Pence takeover. So you have the neocons, the never Trumpers, lining up still to try and sabotage Trump. Will they succeed? Again, the concern is that Trump is surrounding himself or having himself surrounded by a lot of globalists. If you look at his foreign policy advisors, half of them are CFR members. This is of major concern, given that he's meeting with the Saudi Arabians. You know, the weapons sales to Saudi Arabia have been green-lighted once again. This is how Trump could be sabotaged by the people who are around him, basically. HBO's John Oliver defends the CIA, says unplug your TV if you don't like being spied on. That's right, spying is now trendy, according to the progressive John Oliver. Final 30 seconds, I want to tell you about the last chance to take advantage of extended store-wide free shipping and support InfoWars. Free shipping on every product, last chance to take advantage of that. We've got Caveman, all the other great products at InfoWarsStore.com. We're under assault. We're under sustained censorship. We've been talking about that intensely over the past few days. Please support us by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. It means absolutely everything. That's going to wrap it up for the show. Nightly news coming up. Alex will be back tomorrow at 11 to 2. BreakingNewsInfoWars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.